The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep hiking, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
There's no panic at all. Obviously, we're like 5 or 6 games in, so we could win the next 74, 70, 75 there. So obviously, probably not going to happen, but at the end of the day, you can think like that, but... slow starts happen, and we just have to build off it as a team, and it just builds character. And like I said, we move on and learn from our mistakes, but we'll find a groove here.
All right, there's Cale Makar saying nothing to see here, nothing to worry about, even though the Avalanche lost again, dropped to 2-4. I was at the sack last night taking in the game. And it was interesting after the game, the contrast. You had Makar probably echoing what a lot of the players are feeling. Hey, it's a long season.
Right.
Okay, it's not the start we'd like, but we'll be fine. Contrast that with a clearly irritated, annoyed Jared Bednar, who is not happy with what he's seeing right now. Who should we be listening to? The coach or the player?
Oh, I think the coach. I mean, irritated and... like, it's hard to just jump out of it. You don't flip the switch. You've got to do things well across the board. And so it's not like all of a sudden, oh, now we figured it out. But I will say this, to McCarr's point, you win 75 in a row. I'm sure that's some type of record. I have not followed history of the NHL, but I would sure, 75 in a row?
Well, I have no doubt that if they did that, they would earn themselves another President's Trophy.
Yes.
Goody.
Yes. Because we know how important the President's Trophies are.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Nicole's a tough kid. We've seen him time and time again play through injuries, never sit out. Second out of back-to-back, he's far too important for this team for us to risk him being out there if he's not feeling confident about it.
I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. I keep forgetting
I know it wasn't, and it isn't a big deal. It's a bang knees, knee contusion.
Yes.
More
yes.
of a precaution type thing, but boy, does it send a shiver down your spine when you look out there for the second half last night. No Nikola Jokic. Just what a horrifying reminder that would be if this guy was ever to miss any kind of significant time. Knock on wood. I'm knocking on every piece of wood I can find.
Right.
But this guy has been so amazingly durable to the point you do take it for granted.
Uh-huh.
But boy, just a little glimpse of it last night was enough to say, oh, no.
Right.
No.
Well, the good news.
That just can't happen.
The good news is that you can always count on Michael Porter Jr. to grow up, right? In 38 minutes, 13 points, 5 of 18 shooting, 3 for 11 from the foul line. And guess what?
Free throw line.
Three point line is what I meant.
Any more free throws?
And again, back to back games without actually attempting a charity stripe shot.
Jeez. What happened to all the talk in the offseason that this guy has worked on his handle? He's worked on his post. He's expanding his game, his repertoire. He's not going to just live beyond the 3-point line.
Jeez.
All right, it's early, but
I'm telling you what. You need to find a pair of big boy pants. Time to put on big boy pants. What do big boy pants look like, you suppose?
Well, I grew up wearing Husky pants.
Right.
So they're probably even bigger than Husky pants. Big boy pants.
But big boy, when you put on your big boy pants and you walk, it sounds like quack, 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 because they're like rough denim.
Yeah.
There's nothing comfortable about big.
No.
You cannot sit down without your legs staying straight. In big boy pants. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your legs just automatically go up into the air. Yeah. They're too stiff to bend at the knees.
Max, some of them Morning are. Brew.
I'm not sure yet. You know, Young just got here a few minutes ago. Weatherly got here yesterday. You know, we'll see how the week progresses. I mean, if I was to give you an answer, it's a total guess right now.
Could Kenny Young and Stephen Weatherly be your starting linebackers on Sunday?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Literally, two guys pulled right in. Here you go.
There you go.
Starting linebackers. Would it be, based on what you've seen on film, looking at the Browns game, would it be an improvement over the linebacker play that they had the other
day? They can't be worse. Yeah, I mean, you got to have guys. You just have to have guys that can run, they can cover, they can. And this is a challenge this weekend, Mike. I mean, this is a challenge. They've got two running backs for Washington, the Wooft. They had two running backs. I think that should be the phrase that pays. I'll just call them the Wooft all night. Wooft.
Would the league be okay with that? Remember, you're in partnership with the... Well, clearly, Wooft has a lot of power as they can squelch the findings of the investigation into Daniel Snyder's shenanigans there, and they are...
You know what I mean?
Boy, nobody closes ranks like the NFL owners, huh?
All right.
Roger Goodell coming out. We're not going to release the findings. Why not? Because we don't have to.
Yeah.
Basically. We're the NFL.
We're
NFL owners. We do whatever the heck we want.
You don't like it?
Suck
settle down just a little bit.
Yeah, I think you probably call him the Wolf once or twice.
Jack,
right?
With you today.
Jerry don't have the patience to jack with you.
Don't like your attitude.
Yeah.
Wow, salty. Very salty today.
Yeah, maybe that's not the right.
What about ruminating in the shower there, Jerry? What's the problem?
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
Maybe the Wolf isn't.
Somebody said the phrase that pays.
Now that's
be,
right.
Yeah, somebody said you should use now that's trite.
Now that's trite.
Then you gotta say it again. You gotta go down.
Now that's trite.
Your Washington audience will love it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
The Washington audience will love it.
If I'm doing a Cowboy game,
right.
I go total full Jerry Jones.
Oh.
Could you imagine going total Jerry Jones?
If you did a Cowboy game and you did your Jerry impersonation.
Oh, my God.
You may never. No, don't do that.
Right. I knew from the time that I drafted him, because I am heretofore the general manager of this team, I knew Dak was going to be great. That'd be.
By the way, you know who they reportedly loved? That Jarrett loved?
Oh yeah, I know.
So much so that he was prepared to move up to get said object of his affection. Instead, he had to settle for Dak.
How'd that work out?
Paxton Lynch, everybody!
Jerry loved him.
Jerry loved him.
Yeah, the rest of the Cowboy contingent was like, absolutely not.
Jerry loved Paxton, settled for Dak. Kubiak liked Dak. We settled for Paxton.
I don't like your attitude.
And that is how history is made. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Congratulations to the Atlanta Braves. America thanks you for grabbing a 1-0 lead in the World Series. They beat the Astros in Game 1. Game 2 in Houston coming up tonight. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. To Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday, you take your best shots at Stink next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.